This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. The universities of Wisconsin are planning to expand their use of AI throughout the 13 campuses. UW President Jay Rothman says he's investing more into AI and is going to discuss expanding its use with the UW Board of Regents today. Rothman saying they will continue addressing ethical concerns and research more on how artificial intelligence can improve the lives of students, faculty, and administration. He also says he wants to prepare students for the future and make sure they'll have the skills so they can move from job to job. Paying sales tax on menstrual products could be a thing of the past if two Appleton lawmakers from opposite sides of the political aisle get their way. Representative Lee Snodgrass, a Democrat, and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, Republican, are introducing legislation to eliminate the 5% sales tax on menstrual products. There was a press conference this week with the Women's Fund and the Monthly's Project, where Representative Snodgrass called the tax regressive and discriminatory.
The American Medical Association has deemed menstrual products essential for women's health and has called the tampon tax a regressive penalty that disproportionately burdens those who can least afford it. The sales tax on menstrual products treats individuals differently based solely on their sex.
Snodgrass says 32 other states in the United States have introduced and passed similar legislation. Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for tax scams. A press release says one of the most common scams during tax time involves scammers posing as IRS officials, trying to trick their potential victims into paying them or sharing personal info. The BBB is recommending residents file their taxes early to avoid scams, work with trustworthy tax professionals, and contact the IRS directly if they have concerns.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers is urging the Trump administration to drop plans to rescind the 2001 roadless rule affecting the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. In a letter to U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, Evers says nearly 70,000 acres of land in the forest and surrounding ecosystems would lose protections if the rule is repealed. The roadless rule, created by the U.S. Forest Service, limits logging and new road construction in designated areas, aiming to protect some of the nation's least disturbed forests. The Shawamigan-Nicolet spans more than 1 million acres across 11 counties. Evers says the rule protects backcountry lands from unnecessary road building and timber harvesting while supporting outdoor recreation like hunting, fishing, and hiking. He also criticized the proposal, saying there is no clear justification for the change. Several tribal nations and organizations, including the St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin and the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, are also opposing the proposal and calling for more input in decisions affecting their lands. Conservative businessman and corporate attorney Paul Wasgren has announced he is suspending his campaign for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Wasgren says he will instead focus on supporting Republican efforts across the state and expanding his involvement with the Catholic Church. In a statement, he said his campaign has never been about a position or a paycheck, but about serving Wisconsin families and growing the state's economy. He also said a costly primary would only benefit Democrats and called on Republicans to prioritize party unity following the spring election results. Wasgren will continue serving as chair of the Republican Party of Ashland County. He also says he will support Congressman Tom Tiffany's campaign for governor, speaking to groups across Wisconsin in support of Tiffany's bid. His departure leaves four Republicans still seeking the 7th District nomination. This Saturday is Drug Take Back Day, giving Northwoods residents a chance to safely dispose of expired or unused medications. The nationwide event lets people drop off medications at designated sites with no questions asked. Health officials say unused prescriptions can be dangerous if they fall into the wrong hands, and proper disposal helps prevent misuse and keeps communities safe. Accepted items include prescription and over-the-counter medications, pet medications, and other common household medications, including inhalers, creams, patches, and liquids. Vape pens are also accepted if batteries are removed. Items not accepted include illegal drugs, sharps, aerosol cans and household hazardous waste. In Sawyer County, drop-offs will be available at the Sheriff's Department in Hayward from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., as well as the LCO Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the Winter Co-op from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. In Ashland County, both the Sheriff's Department and Ashland Police Department offer 24-hour drop boxes. And in Price County, the Sheriff's Office also has a 24/7 drop box, while the Park Falls Police Department accepts medications Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Residents are encouraged to take advantage of these locations to safely clear out old medications year-round. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents about a new wave of phishing scams targeting Wisconsin drivers. Officials say scammers are posing as the DMV, sending messages that appear official and warn of things like a pending license suspension or violations. The messages often urge immediate action, like making a payment or clicking a link, but officials say they are not legitimate. They say the goal is to trick people into sharing personal information or visiting fraudulent websites. The DMV is reminding residents to be cautious of unsolicited text or emails, avoid clicking suspicious links, and never provide personal information to unknown sources. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Nearly 200 jobs are going away in western Wisconsin as Polaris plans to shut down its Osceola plant. The company says 189 workers will be affected. Layoffs will begin this summer and continue into early 2027 as operations wind down. The facility is located in Polk County, near the Twin Cities. State officials were notified of the planned closure this week. Even after all the recent rain, fire danger is rising again across much of Wisconsin. State data shows 57 counties now under high fire risk and 15 at very high risk. The DNR says there were still 50 wildfires last week that burned more than 150 acres. Officials warn dry air, wind, and debris from recent storms could make conditions worse. They're urging people to use extreme caution and avoid burning on windy days. Three Democrats running in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district took on campaign cash and political influence at a recent forum in Stevens Point. Former Eau Claire City Council Emily Burge criticized party leaders for talking about overturning Citizens United while supporting a candidate with the biggest fundraising haul. Fellow candidate Rebecca Cook, who raised $2.4 million in the first quarter, said she supports ending Citizens United and banning stock trading by members of Congress. Former Ho-Chunk Nation Representative Rodney Rave also took part in the event, which is part of a series of forums before the August primary. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The NFL Draft is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. The first round of the NFL Draft live this year from Pittsburgh, just outside the Steelers Stadium, getting underway tonight. Now, the Packers don't have a pick until the 52nd overall tomorrow night, but draft analyst Sam Brockhouse says if there's a lot of trades tonight, that could help out the Packers tomorrow.
Teams may kind of lose it and move up and try to get those players. And then you're sitting there with really good players just getting pushed down the board, pushed down the board. And that has trickle down effects. So there's a real chance that a first round talent could actually fall to 52. We typically don't see that happen in like a 20 pick range. You start getting safeties, linebackers, interior offensive linemen, tight ends, interior defensive linemen falling down the board, and that's a perfect setup for the Green Bay Packers.
The Brewers and Tigers wrapping up their three-game set this afternoon in Detroit. The Tigers winning last night 5-2 to tie that series up at one game apiece. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon into tonight. And there could be some locally heavy rain, especially overnight tonight. So be weather aware. Our high today, 76. Tonight, down into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, scattered rain with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.